John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We've been talking about it all week, and tomorrow night's when it's going to happen. Jim Gaffigan is part of the Live-In Drive-In series that is happening at Citizens Bank Park. There are still some tickets available. You can get them through phillies.com/drive-in, and he's on the phone. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, my cheesesteak buying friend.
You know, that was the best free cheesesteak I ever got somebody, right? Because every time I talk to him, it just comes right to the front of the conversation.
You know he's not going to forget.
I'm somebody who kind of cares about food.
I've heard that. I got to tell you, I'm somebody who cares about you, and I'm wondering, are you doing okay, Jim? Because
I'm doing all right.
You sure? Because I watch CBS Sunday Morning on a regular basis, and I saw you outdoors, and with a hat on. And growing things. You were growing vegetables. What's happening to you, Jim?
We're all losing it, right? we're desperate for things to do, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We rented a house, and the people that we rented the house from had some raised garden beds. So I planted some stuff and started obsessing on that. I thought it would be fun for the kids, and then my kids immediately disappeared. But yeah, so I planted seeds, I grew vegetables. I even got to the point where I've eaten some vegetables. I'm totally losing my mind.
And then here's a man with five kids, and he goes out and makes a movie for Amazon with kids.
Yeah. No, that's,
you see my concern?
The kid thing, you know, Troop Zero was great. I mean, the good thing is like, I only had to be nice to the Troop Zero kids for like an hour a day, you know? just when the camera, no, they were great kids. And my kids love that movie. You know, Amazon has been very good to me. You know, I've got a couple comedy specials on there and Troop Zero. Yeah, I got to tell you, this drive-in show, it's exciting, but it's also, you know, here we are at the end of August, and I have a feeling it might be my last show of the year. You know what I mean? Because the pandemic is the way people are talking. You know, everything's going to be all dangerous in October and November, so, and it'll be too cold to do these outdoor shows.
Sure.
So this will be the last time.
So let me ask you something about this, because all these people are sitting in their cars, right? They're listening to you on their radios, right? They're sitting in this parking lot. You can't really hear the laughter, can you? I mean, how do you pace yourself?
It's surprisingly rewarding. But you have to understand, comedians have performed in front of silence or drunk people or people that don't understand English for years. And so, but I would say that it's unique because sometimes people show up, if they have a pickup truck, there's people sitting in lawn chairs in the back of the pickup truck. It's far more interactive than you would imagine, but there are, yeah, it's not the same as performing in a club, but it's kind of like going to a tailgate of an NFL game. You know, it's like you got to do it once. I do think that it's a unique experience. You feel a little bit like you're recreating a scene from the movie Cars, you know, like your mater up there trying to entertain physical cars. But, you know, life is pretty weird right now. So,
Jim, I'm curious, with your crowd at these drive-in shows, what's the ratio of minivans?
Not, you know, it's so funny because, like, how do you determine even if you do well in front of cars? Like, are they, my car was really low on windshield wiper fluid. But, you know, there's no measure. But, yeah, no, there's some minivans, there's some pickups, there's some imports, but it's also, like, there's no way of measuring, you know, because I'm performing with a couple friends. And it's not like I can ask them, like, hey, what's the crowd like? And they're like, well, there's a lot of imports. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to say?
Now, we have been, so you know, as a tribute to you, all week this week, we've been handing out tickets to the show tomorrow night. And we're doing it with something we called Bacon or Fakin. You know, it's all bacon facts, because does anybody represent bacon better than Jim Gaffigan?
Oh, well, thank you.
But when you were in Canada, right? What was it like eating up there?
Well, you know, so like there is Canadian bacon,
right? But that's ham.
Well, bacon is different. Even if you go to the UK, mm-hmm. and you know, it's like I had bacon in Israel. You know what I mean? It was kind of like top secret.
How'd you pull that one off?
Yeah. So it's, you know, but like I think they call it strippy bacon. In the UK, our bacon, my children love Canadian bacon because it's easy to make. It's like half ham, half beef jerky. I don't know. It's weird.
but in Canada, what is that stuff? That poutine? Is that what it's called?
Poutine. Yeah. Well, look, we all have, you know, Philly is like the home of Scrapple, too, right?
Right.
Like, we all have this weird stuff. I got to remember to pick up some Scrapple.
No, you really don't. You really don't. your kids have never had hoof before. They don't need to have it now.
Well, you know, hot dogs are not far off. Right?
That's true. Yeah, good point. That's true. All right. Could you do me a favor? Because I was trying to explain this to the guys earlier today. About when you were in Spain, you learned a lot of things about Spain, but the one that was probably the most amazing is the Christmas tradition with the log.
It's actually in Barcelona.
Oh, it's only Barcelona. Okay.
Look, it's only Catalonia. Okay. You know, like you always hear about there's a part of Spain that wants to leave.
Right.
Catalonia. First of all, they have two traditions. One is they have this guy who's squatting like he's doing a poop.
Right.
And there's a poop behind him.
Okay.
And they put that in their nativity scene. I swear to God.
It's a figurine. It's a figurine.
Okay. It's a figurine. So, like, next to baby Jesus and, you know, one of the three kings, they would have this guy who's squatting doing a poop. And then they all, that's called a caganer. Cagatillo, which is a log. But I think it's a turd. So it all goes back to fertilizer. It was so weird because, you know, here I am. Now I'm doing the gardening thing. So it's this log that kids take care of. They put a blanket over it. And then around at a certain point, they hit the log with a stick and ask it to bring them sardines. It's like so
what?
It's so weird, but it's all traditions are rather strange. Do you know what I mean? Like we have some fat guy breaking into our house and giving us presents. It's all human beings are just insane. So, but like that's just the Catalonians. They got a lot of weird things.
The literal version of Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh from South Park?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's obviously where those guys got that idea. You know what I mean? And it's just weird, you know, but like that's some of the different cultural phenomena, you know, that, you know, we know on just like certain cities or certain areas of the U.S., but like it gets weirder and weirder throughout the world, you know, like human beings are weird and we just kind of, you know, grasp onto certain things and think they're normal. But like when the reality is we're all just a bunch of nut jobs.
My favorite part of the kids is that they have to feed the log. They have to bring the log.
Yeah.
And what do you feed a log?
I think it's like treats, right? And so it's you can see parallels, right? So like, we leave food out for the stranger that breaks into our house.
Right.
And they're leaving food out for a poo. You know what I mean? It's just insane. You know, there's plenty of people that have Spanish heritage that are listening to this right now that have never heard any of this.
Well, Jim, look, it is great to talk to you again. Have a great show tomorrow night, the live-in drive-in at Citizens Bank Park in the parking lot there. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8 o'clock. If you don't have tickets, you could just go to phillies.com/drive-in. The most recent special, the one that we were talking about, is Pale Tourist, which is available on Amazon. It is good to talk to you again. I hope all is well with the family, because if I'm correct, you have teenagers as well as little children.
Yes, I do. I have two teenagers, and dealing with a pandemic with teenagers, right. You know, that's what you want. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to deal with 6 months of semi-quarantine, you're going to want to be with some teenagers.
It's John DeBella.
This isn't even a show. You're just making stuff up.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.